Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 17th. Today we'll hear the first part of a five-episode series about water issues in the Southwest and the Colorado River. Luke Runyon has been working on Colorado River-related stories for the past year. This five-part series examines five specific communities in the Southwest and highlights conservation efforts as the Colorado River slows to a trickle during this ongoing drought season. In this first part, we'll visit Longmont, Colorado. Since the 1990s, there's been a strange phenomenon happening in cities throughout the West. Their populations are booming, but their overall water use is staying the same, or in some cases, it's going down. As part of our series on urban water conservation, KUNC's Luke Runyon reports that a lot of credit for the savings should go to the toilet.
Teresa McFarland lives in an historic two-story home in Longmont, Colorado, with her husband and two kids. Built in 1928, it has all of the vintage touches. Hardwood floors, big windows, wood detailing, and one really old toilet.
You don't think about it. It's one of those daily things that you just do without really thinking about how much water.
A little stamp on the bowl says it was built in the 1950s. McFarland points it out to her four-year-old daughter, Althea.
That toilet has been there longer than Daddy and I have been alive.
Yeah.
Probably longer than Grandma and Grandpa have been alive.
That's why McFarland started looking for a replacement. She called up a local conservation group called Resource Central and asked if they could help her put in a new, more water-friendly model. Nika Sundlin oversees the group's Flush for the Future program. She's here today to install the latest in toilet technology.
We guesstimate this one's using about 5 gallons of flush.
Oh, that's incredible.
The new one uses less than one.
It's amazing.
It's 0.8
I'm
gallons per flush. So you're going to be saving probably 4
yes.
gallons of water per flush.
The city of Longmont also has an interest in getting rid of the McFarland family's water-guzzling toilet. The city, along with other local water providers, subsidizes the cost of installing high-efficiency toilets. Sundlin says it's an easy switch with a big payoff. With other conservation programs, you first have to convince people to use less water.
But a toilet is a toilet, and so it's no behavior change whatsoever. You just literally save water with every flush.
A toilet uses more water than any other fixture in a home. More than your washing machine, your 20-minute shower, and way more than your dishwasher. The average person flushes 5 times per day.
Most people don't realize that if their toilet is more than 10 or 15 years old, replacing their toilet, upgrading their toilet, is one of the most impactful ways they can save water.
Neil Lurie is president of Resource Central.
It can save between 200 and 300,000 gallons of water over the life of that toilet.
Back in the 1990s, Congress passed a law that created national standards for water use. It mandated toilets only use about 1.5 gallons for each flush. For the plumbing industry, it was a huge deal.
Oh, absolutely. It was an extremely watershed moment, no pun intended.
One of the people who helped write the low flush rules was Pete DeMarco. He's with the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials.
And it wasn't just toilets where flows were being reduced. But shower heads, kitchen faucets, lavatory faucets, and urinals were also being regulated.
DeMarco says this is why cities have been able to grow and still keep their water use in check. Indoor use dropped 22% nationwide between 1999 and 2016, much of that due to just swapping out old fixtures. And in recent years, some states with water scarcity problems have passed even tighter regulations on how much water toilets can use.
And so you basically have these high-efficiency toilets now as a matter of course. You cannot go out in a store in Colorado or California and buy an old toilet.
Drew Beckwith is with the environmental organization Western Resource Advocates. He says conservationists have been a victim of their own success. With national standards in place, there's not much more they can do to limit water use inside homes.
We've sort of done our business with respect to toilets, and it's time to, you know, maybe get off the pot and move on to outdoor water use, which is more, I see, the focus of urban water efficiency today.
Back at the McFarland home, their brand new toilet is hooked up, and the water is flowing. The honor of first flush goes to McFarland's daughter, Althea.
Check it out. There's this new button. Can I show you? Give it a shot.
In Longmont, Colorado, I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of a collaborative series from KVNF, the Colorado River Reporting Project at KUNC, the Mountain West News Bureau, and Elemental, covering sustainability. Here's an update on state wildfires, according to the Denver Post. Fires have slowed down beneath consistent rainfall, and some fires are approaching 100% containment. Meanwhile, flash flooding remains a big risk, especially in the southern regions of the state, around the Spring Creek and 416 fires. Slow-moving storms yesterday increased the risk of flash flooding. The National Weather Service says that even 0.03 inches of rain in a short period of time can trigger dangerous flash floods in burned-out fire areas, which are stripped of trees and other vegetation. Flash flooding typically occurs in waterways, along creek and riverbeds, but it can also occur along roadways, in ravines, and in any downslope area, places that don't usually carry or channel water. People in areas under flash flood watches and warnings should be prepared to take action and move to higher, safe ground at a moment's notice. The 416 fire area north of Durango is under a flash flood watch through this evening. The burn scar area could see heavy rainfall, especially along the U.S. Highway 550 corridor near Hermosa. The fire, which started June 1st, has burned more than 54,000 acres and was 50% contained as of yesterday afternoon. Flash flood risk is increased on the eastern edges of the Spring Creek fire, which has seen cooler weather and ongoing rains. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and evening. The Spring Creek fire in Costilla and Huerfano counties has burned more than 108,000 acres and was 91% contained as of last night. And last, the Lake Christine fire outside of Basalt has burned over 6,800 acres and was 59% contained as of last night. Burning in steep, rugged terrain, the fire will likely continue to spread north. Smoke will continue to plume for some time, and flames may be visible in the evening. Utility companies continue repairs along damaged transmission lines. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.